This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. Designed as a sustainable and future-ready infrastructure project, Noida International Airport aims to operate as a net-zero emissions facility, integrating energy-efficient systems and environmentally responsible practices. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in India. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. The airport will initially have a passenger handling capacity of 12 million passengers per annum, with scalability up to 70 million passengers per annum upon full development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that government's priorities are to maintain economic and trade stability, ensure energy security, safeguard the interests of citizens and strengthen industry and supply chains. Mr. Modi said this while virtually chairing the meeting with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories to review preparedness in light of the emerging situation arising out of recent developments in West Asia and its potential impact on India. The Prime Minister highlighted that the situation remains dynamic, necessitating continuous monitoring and adaptive strategies. He added that an inter-ministerial group has been operational since 3rd of March, reviewing the situation on a daily basis and taking timely decisions. Mr. Modi noted that the country has prior experience in dealing with similar global disruption. The Prime Minister reiterated that addressing the challenge is a shared responsibility and expressed confidence that working together as Team India, the nation will successfully overcome the situation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underscored the importance of freedom of navigation for global economic security during the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in France yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, during the meeting, he appreciated the ongoing steps to expand cooperation along its value chain on critical minerals and discussed the threat of narco-terror linkages. He noted that the ministers discussed cross-cutting threats and sovereignty during the meeting. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister met United States State Secretary Marco Rubio and had productive talks on the sidelines of the meeting. In the wake of recent incidents of violence and unrest across several parts of the state of West Bengal, the Election Commission has intensified its monitoring of the police administration. Strict directives have been issued for officers at every level, from subdivisional police officers to officer in charge. According to instructions from the Chief Electoral Officer's office, all non-billable arrest warrants are to be executed and special efforts must be undertaken to apprehend absconding accused persons. The Commission has also ordered the identification of potential troublemakers, habitual offenders and individuals linked to electoral violence with preventive measures to be taken in advance. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR is to remove the names of infiltrators who have been included in electoral rolls on the basis of fake documents. Speaking at the private media summit in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the exercise aims to ensure the integrity and accuracy of voter lists. He said the SIR process has been carried out in several states, including Tamil Nadu and Kerala, without major concerns being raised. He noted that objections have primarily come from West Bengal, while other states have seen smooth implementation of the exercise. Referring to governance in Assam, Mr. Shah said, the government has ensured peace and stability in the state over the past few years. And the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League is set to kick off today at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, with defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time, marking the start of the two-month-long tournament that will run until 31st of May. And that is the end of this news bulletin.